And that fairly clearly must have been seen as a threat by other states whose interests lay on the sea and in seaborne trade. But even more important than merely the strength now of the Athenians allied to the Corcyraeans was the question of location. The Athenian Empire that we've been talking about all through these lectures, as we saw, was an Aegean Empire. It lay to the east of the mainland of Greece. Corcyra lies to the west of the mainland of Greece, and it lies on the trade routes that run up the western coast of Greece, across to the southern heel of Italy, and then on over into Sicily and the extraordinarily rich Greek colonies of Magna Graecia. From the point of view of Corinth, a trading power, the mother city of many of these colonies, and a city that had grown fabulously rich as a result of the trade to the west with the Greek colonies, the presence of an Athenian navy now in western waters must have looked very ominous indeed, as if a new sphere of influence were taking shape, with the Athenians moving from the Aegean and the east to the west. Possibly in retaliation for the events at Corcyra, the Athenians turned to a city within their own alliance, the city of Potidaea, and ordered it to dismantle its walls and to dismiss its magistrates. Now, the nub here was that while Potidaea was an Athenian ally located in the northern Aegean, it was a Corinthian colony. So the Athenians appear here to have been picking out a Corinthian colony as a way of getting back at them for the affairs in Corcyra and Epidamnus. The city of Potidaea was besieged in 432 by an Athenian force. The Corinthians dispatched an army of 1,600 of their hoplites, their heavily armed infantrymen, to help the Potidaeans. But the Potidaeans were defeated and the city was captured and its walls torn down in 430 BC. So in this period, after 433, we see a number of incidents in which the Corinthians and the Athenians are brushing up against each other in extremely hostile fashion. The third crisis that immediately led to the war, and this is one that was extraordinarily significant because the Spartans maintained that it was the principal cause of the war, was the so-called Megarian Decree. Now, this was a decree that the Athenians had passed barring the people of Megara, whose territory lay between Athens and Corinth, a decree barring the people of Megara from entering the Athenian marketplace or entering the ports of the Athenian Empire. Now, fairly clearly, this was an attempt on the part of the Athenians to compel the Megarians to become members of the Athenian Empire, the Delian League. Only once they began paying tribute as allies, it was understood, would they be allowed back into the port of Athens and into the rest of the Aegean. This is a trade war. It is an attempt to isolate and strangle the Megarians by, frankly, an embargo. The Megarian Decree represents an attempt by the Athenians, I think, to create a trade zone that locks in the entire Aegean as well as the Saronic Gulf, the entire area immediately close to Athens. And from the point of view of the Corinthians, this must have seemed ominous, because if the Athenians could dictate this kind of policy, forcing a state to become a compulsory member that had otherwise no prior history of relationship with the Athenians, if the Athenians could do this, and if they now were doing it on the west of Greece as well as the east of Greece, as the affairs at Corcyra suggested, then the Corinthians were facing the prospect of losing dominance within their own sphere of influence, namely to the west of Greece. So it looks as if the development of Athenian power might very much have scared the Corinthians. What about the Spartans? I rather suspect that this was actually of little concern to them. The Spartans, as we've seen, were a land-oriented people. Their strength lay not with a navy, but with the army that fought on land. But, of course, these events did threaten Corinth. And so it is that we see in the deliberations immediately before the war, Thucydides is probably quite right when he gives the Corinthians speeches in which they say to the Spartans, you have not acted vigorously enough to stop the Athenians. And the fact that you have been passive and that you have stood by and watched the growth of Athenian power has been detrimental to your allies. And you Spartans, by your passivity, have contributed to the war.